This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes. It is Tuesday, the 15th of February. My name is Audrey Raj, and joining me as usual is the lovely Frida Liu.
Happy Chap Go Me.
Oh, yes. Happy right. Chap Go Me. Wow. Has it already been 15 days? Since that wonderful midweek break that we had.
hence the topic for today.
Yes.
And we like your opinion on this as well, right, as you're listening to the show. And of course, you can communicate with us via Twitter at BFM Radio or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. We're talking about what the festive season told us about post-pandemic consumer behavior. I think, you know, without reading this, I'm just looking at, you know, like malls and stuff like that. Everybody's out. And of course, the COVID case numbers also
are reflecting accordingly.
Right. So anyway, there's more data about shopping and consumer behavior than ever before. But what are brands doing to leverage on these insights? So over the recent festive season, a customer engagement platform ran a survey on spending trends with some surprising results. So these insights, if harnessed, probably could help brands thrive over the coming year by understanding post-pandemic consumer behavior.
Yes, because it was the first big festival, I guess, you know, of the year, but there's so many more to come. So let's just see what the study says. And this study was by Mo Engage and InMobi, and they found that one in two Indonesian consumers, because this is a regional study, one in two Indonesian consumers were expected to spend more than 500,000 Indonesian rupiah, which is about 150 ringgit, indicating a massive growth in festive season budgets. Over in the Philippines, the average family is expected to spend over 7,000 Filipino pesos, which is about 600 ringgit this year, while one in two Singaporean consumers are willing to spend about 1,000 Sing dollars, which is about 3,000 ringgit during this festive season. So you can see by the country, there's like different averages, right?
Right. But it's interesting, right? And it's noteworthy because while the pandemic is viewed as an era of economic instability, consumers seem to be having an unorthodox approach to their spending patterns. Also, Southeast Asia is one of the leading regions for smartphone users. Therefore, to reach and engage mobile-first consumers effectively, it is important for brands to understand these consumers and their preferences. And I'm just thinking also, maybe more spending power because they're not traveling.
Maybe.
Right.
Now, the survey report is quite lengthy, but we wanted to highlight some key findings that we thought were pretty interesting. And keep in mind that the survey was done before the 2021, not 2022 festive season, which serves, as useful data for this year's festive season as well. So to kick things off, we've got some stats on spending.
Right. So in the Philippines, mothers don the role of primary influencers during the festive season, looking to make smarter purchasing decisions. As we just mentioned, the average Filipina family is expected to spend over close to 600 ringgit this year.
Yeah.
More than 600 ringgit this year. There is a 24% increase in budgets for online shopping in the Southeast Asian region. At the same time, offline budgets are expected to decrease by 47% this year.
So you see the redistribution, right?
Right.
Now, the next interesting bit is about purchasing behavior trends. Now, 93% of consumers in Southeast Asia were planning to leverage online channels this year for their shopping needs. 70% of shoppers intended to use smartphones to buy products during the festive season. 39% of consumers in this region are first-time online shoppers.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah. And 56% of Southeast Asians intended to shop online were only 7% of consumers plan to shop offline during the last festive season.
Okay. So consumer behavior statistics, 64% of shoppers in Southeast Asia were waiting for the best offers last year before making a purchase. 67% of women shoppers in the region are bargain hunters.
Oh my gosh.
46% of male shoppers in this region are category explorers. 10% of consumers are brand lovers, 10% only, and already knew which brands and products they would be purchasing.
Wow, terasa a bit there about the whole bargain hunting thing. And based on all that data, the surveyors also came to a few conclusions for the current retail landscape in the region. Now, the first conclusion is that the shopping boom during the 2021 festive season was inevitable. They said in 2021, over 40 million consumers in Southeast Asia came online for the first time, 40 million, leading to the number of new users of e-commerce, retail and D2C, direct-to-consumers brands, shooting up to about 17 million. Now, the number of new users was expected to go beyond 20 million during the festive season, growing by more than 21%.
Right. And real money and hyper-casual games are the new go-to entertainment sources. The past year has been responsible for introducing new and unpredictable trends, throwing experts in a frenzy. One of the most exciting trends is the rise of popularity of real money and hyper-casual games across age groups that were not regularly active before. More importantly, mobile gaming is no longer exclusive to millennials and Gen Zs, with mobile gaming expected to see a 212.3% surge in new users and a 236.4% boost in daily active users. Entertainment priorities seem to have shifted in Southeast Asia. I guess, you know, you're not going anywhere.
Yes, once again. Number three, short form video and OTT will continue to be strong contenders for screen time. Now, perhaps the most consistent growth in Southeast Asia has been witnessed in the content streaming mobile apps. While the rest of the world embraces connected TV, mobile OTT in Southeast Asia is giving traditional TV a run for its money. Now, with content platforms doubling or tripling their budgets to create more original and vernacular content to delight and retain their customers, mobile apps in this space are expected to grow by more than 33% in daily active users.
Okay. Final point. Personal finance will remain the top priority for consumers. Digitizations reduce the friction in traditional banking and financial processes. This has led to a surge in adoption of mobile banking in Southeast Asia, making it arguably the region with the highest number of digitally active banking and fintech consumers. Online banking, fintech, P2P lending, insurance and crypto apps are expected to grow their daily active users by 27.27% and the number of new users by 17.63% and last festive season in Southeast Asia.
Wow, there's plenty of stats, but what does all of this mean for the retail scene in 2022? You know, what should brands and retailers be doing to their strategies, you know, after looking at how, where and when consumers spent their money last year? So after the break, we'll get in touch with Saurabh Menon. He is the General Manager of Southeast Asia at ANZ and Moengage. And we hope that he'll be able to expand on some of these insights from this survey. But till then, get in touch with us and tell us about how your spending patterns or your purchasing behavior has changed over the festive season. You know, like just what kind of budget did you have? Was it closer to the Singaporeans? It's spending like 1,000 Sing dollars. Or was it closer to the Indonesian category with about 150 Malaysian ringgit? You know, what is your budget like for the festive season as well? Get in touch with us and, you know, send us your thoughts. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. Also reach us on Twitter at BFM Radio. For now, here's The Who with My Generation. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Stay tuned to Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
Brand-friendly marketeers. BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bytes, presented by Allianz Malaysia.
And we're back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are learning more about what the festive season has told us about post-pandemic consumer behavior.
And I guess, you know, if you are noticing some strange behavior among yourself or whatever, let us know via Twitter at BFM Radio and also over WhatsApp 018-789-8899. But I'm just looking at myself. Yes, online shopping, definitely a lot more. I still don't like going to malls pre-pandemic or whatever. That's just been my thing. And
but how much larger is your budget during the festive season?
I come from a small family, so nothing major in that sense, right? Nothing major in that sense. And I don't know if I'm spending more than I normally spend a lot.
You should be budgeting for all these things,
yes,
Frida.
I know, you know, but I was thinking, oh, because I'm not traveling.
Right. So you have excess funds.
You feel like you have excess funds.
Okay. Send us your thoughts. You know, how much larger is your budget for shopping during the festive season? Have you chosen to go the online route, or, you know, do you still prefer walking into a mall and touching, feeling
the products exactly that you purchase?
018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter, and on Instagram as well. Right now, we have on the line, waiting very patiently for Sarah Menon, General Manager of Southeast Asia and ANZ at More Engage, an insights-led customer engagement platform. Sarah, thank you for waiting on the line. Now, how have consumer retail trends evolved, you know, since the start of the pandemic, and what more do businesses have to do to kind of just keep the pace and keep up?
The pandemic has led to an accelerated and sustained shift in consumer behavior. Southeast Asia is one of the leading regions for smartphone users, with consumers making all of their shopping decisions right from the planning stage on their very first screen, which is the mobile. Hmm. A lot of consumers in Southeast Asia don't even have laptops and desktops at home. So the mobile is the first and primary screen that they book everything on. According to Google's Economy Southeast Asia report last year, 60 million new digital consumers in Southeast Asia joined the internet economy since the pandemic started, of course, with 20 million joining in the first half of 2021 alone. And this trend is here to stay. 9 out of 10 new users in 2020 continue to use digital services in 2021. Mm. To reach and engage consumers effectively, it is imperative for brands to not only understand their consumers, but also get the right in-app strategy in place to build real connections with consumers during the moments of truth.
Right. You know, Sarah, what do these findings from the Mo Engage report mean for businesses in the Southeast Asia region, and how does that relate to the customer experience?
Sure. So in 2021 festive season, we partnered with InMobi to better analyze the shopping behavior of consumers in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. The scale of diversity within the region was reflected in the differences within each market. Consumers are willing to spend more than earlier, so brands must invest in technology that provides consumer insights, which means, you know, understanding their preferences, choices, interest, affinity, etc. These insights can be used to send offers and discounts on products and services that customers are more likely to purchase in one session. This not only improves customer experience, but also reduces drop-off, which is good for any business. Nobody wants to keep seeing customers dropping off in the middle of a buying cycle. Hence, investing in in-app campaigns and creating personalized micro-moments on apps is definitely a good idea for businesses in Southeast Asia, anybody who's in the digital industry. Mm-hmm. Optimizing the mobile website should be another key focus. It is imperative to understand customer behavior. Businesses should be transparent in communicating about data usage to their customers.
Right.
Leveraging these insights for informative decision-making when building customer engagement strategy can go a long way in helping a brand stay ahead of its competitors and keep their customers happy.
Sarah, before we continue, you know, what exactly is insights-led engagement, and what impact does it have on, you know, various communication methods such as like in-app comms?
Sure. So in a nutshell, insights-led engagement is a modern marketer's way of delivering better customer engagement by using data. Mm. Marketers need to evolve from a campaign-centric approach to a customer-centric approach to engagement, which means reducing reliance on hunches, guesswork, gut feelings, etc., and instead using real-time data and insights to answer questions such as, at which point in time my customer's journey are they most likely to drop off? Mm-hmm. Or which customer cohort prefers receiving communication on the app itself versus email versus SMS or a WhatsApp message? What do they prefer? Mm. Or even which customer cohort is more likely to purchase through the app? The insights-led approach to customer engagement has three major actions that contribute to its momentum. First, analyze customer behavior and identify the right customers to engage. what type of campaigns to run and what improvements to be made in the products to improve customer experience.
Right.
Number two, create personalized customer experiences and orchestrate customer journey across various digital touch points. Number three, leverage machine learning to identify the best time to send communication, the right communication messages, and the most optimum customer journey. To reach and engage mobile-first consumers effectively, it is imperative for brands to understand consumers and their preferences. It is also important to get the strategy right in place to build real connections and memorable experiences. The biggest impact insights-led engagement has on businesses is that brand communication naturally becomes more personalized and one-on-one instead of broadcasts. Secondly, brands become more proactive in their communication rather than waiting for the customer to perform a certain action and then react to it. Lastly, marketers also get to measure the long-term impact of campaigns on business metrics like lifetime value or daily active users or monthly active users ratio, which are very important. Given how in-app messages play a significant role in the engagement strategy, it is important for marketers to know how to maximize return on investment from these channels through personalization. Marketers can personalize their communication based on customer actions and based on customer attributes.
Right. You know, there seems to be an increase in online shopping budgets and a decrease in offline budgets. What does this mean exactly? And what does it say about the state of offline retail?
While it is true that according to our report, there's an increase in budgets for online shopping for about 24% and a 47% decrease in offline budgets, it can be attributed to the increase in the number of shoppers who are purchasing online for the first time. Our report indicated an influx of 39% first-time online shoppers. Furthermore, 56% of consumers showed strong interest in shopping online, with only 7% planning to shop offline. This paradigm shift in purchase behavior and channel preference has helped skew the shopping budgets in favor of online portals. Does this mean offline retail is dead? Absolutely not. This trend shows us that retail brands need to adapt to change in consumer behavior more than anything else, which is the increase in purchase decisions and information gathering on smartphones before transacting offline or online. The newer normal may not be choosing between online and offline retail, but an integration of both channels. There will be consumers who would prefer trying products out before making their purchase decisions. And in some cases, consumers may see a product online or during a live stream session that they wish to purchase. But prior to making the decision, the choice to choose to come down to offline retail store or buying through a store to try a product before making the purchase online once they find it suitable for them. The way forward is a strong hybrid of offline and online retail. The two modes of retail need to combine. They need to interject through technology.
Right. And so moving forward, right, what are a key few things that brands especially need to understand about post-pandemic consumer behavior, you know, so that they can kind of stay ahead of emerging trends? What do you think?
There are three key trends that brands need to keep in mind if they wish to meaningfully engage with the modern customer. First is creating a strong digital and mobile presence, with 93% of consumers planning to leverage online channels during the festive period, with 70% intending to use their smartphones. It should come as no surprise that a strong mobile and digital presence is a must have to succeed. Secondly, businesses need to accept that the omnichannel approach is key to seamless customer experience. Adopting a connected experience approach across online and offline channels is no longer an added bonus. It is a necessity. It's not a good to have, it is a must have. Brands need to ensure that they provide customers with a seamless omnichannel experience. Finally, personalized communication will drive return on investment growth. In-app campaigns with behavior-based personalization have proven to improve click-through rates on any digital campaign by 55% on Android devices and almost 200% on iOS devices. with conversion improving by 23% on Android and 255% on iOS. Similarly, attribute-based personalization has been proven to improve by 44% on Android devices and 52% on iOS devices compared to broadcast campaigns. So personalization is clearly helping companies grow much faster than they ever have.
All right. You know, Sarah, we often say that the pandemic impacted the economy and people's wallets, yet there seems to be a surge in, well, holiday spending across the board in Southeast Asia. So I'm curious, does this mean people were actually able to save / make more money during the pandemic?
The shopping boom during the festive season was inevitable. There are indications about revenge shopping owing to pent-up demand combined with retail therapy to keep distracted. With the pandemic wrecking 2020 festive season, consumers didn't mind spending big during 2021 festive period. I think it's retail therapy. In 2021, we saw the entrance of millions of new digital consumers. The number of new customers was expected to go beyond 20 million during the festive season, growing by 21.24%. The number of daily active users was predicted to increase by 24.31%, while the number of monthly active users was expected to reach 35 million for shopping apps during festive season. Consumers had big budgets, but at the same time, they were hunting for best deals, of course, available to them. Brands that invested in promoting sales offers and discounts via multiple digital channels and they personalized their communication to the consumer were the big winners for the past festive season. With the clothing and accessories, groceries, gadgets, home appliances, Indonesians were expected to spend more than IDR half a million, highlighting a massive growth in budgets, while one in two consumers in Singapore was expected to spend more than $1,000 Singapore dollars.
Now, Sarab, just before we let you go, I think I'm asking this question for many business owners out there. How do they do it, you know, after the festive season? Now, how can brands and businesses in the region continue to engage and retain this, you know, surge of sales, a surge of shoppers even after the festive season?
Data suggests the trend of digital adoption will continue beyond shopping season in 2022, meaning brands have to up their engagement game if they wish to maintain a high monthly active user count and maximize lifetime value. The best way to achieve this is by gathering different insights about customers and their journey within your digital ecosystem and creating relevant micro moments based on the insights. As borders open up and the pandemic recedes, there will be an increase in buy online and pick up in store behavior, what we call BOPIs. Although foot traffic on stores will increase, shoppers will browse products and gather information online before they make a purchase. They may make a purchase online, but they may also go in a store to pick up, either or. But there will be a digital touch point. This means brands have to develop the ability to combine their store data with app data or the website data and increase in-app or website purchases. One way to do this is by introducing gamification on mobile apps and give personalized offers and discount coupons as incentives and rewards. Businesses should be mindful of understanding and identifying consumers and reaching them effectively. In the process, brands should also engage them with immersive experiences to break through the clutter of ads and close the deal in the critical moments of truth. Thank you.
Right. Thank you. That was Sarab Madan, the General Manager of Southeast Asia and ANZ at More Engage. They are an insights-led customer engagement platform. Interesting, but also kind of like the stuff that we've heard being predicted that needs to happen, pandemic or no pandemic, you know.
Right.
I was just thinking back about when I went to Sydney for the Adobe Summit in, I think it was 2019.
And when we could travel.
Yeah, when we could travel. And the biggest takeaway from that is to create like the ultimate customer experience, you need to really work on personalization at scale. You've got to follow the customer throughout their journey, recognize and kind of categorize them so that you can personalize or customize how you approach them, when you approach them. You know, even Sarah mentioned that, right? When you engage with them, you know, in order to help increase conversion rates and just to catch them if they're falling off, you know, they're just not feeling you anymore, to catch them, pull them back in. You need to understand your customer journey, your customer persona, and really reach out to them and make sure that you reach, it needs to be personalized.
Right,
so personalization at scale was what we needed to strive for. And this was 2019, right?
Yeah.
They were trying to do this, and it was kind of easy for businesses or brands that had a larger budget to do this,
right.
Who could like invest in technology. But
and you know the targets, is it, you know, marketing that comes to us, you know, when we talk about it, you know, it gets heard as well. But, you know, like how it used to be, and I think that's the general feel as well. Now that the festive period after tonight is over, there's going to be a lull in terms of, you know, spending.
When is the next one, Raya, right?
But next one's Raya. But also at the same time, I know like every time we have the 3, 3, 4, 4, 5, 5 kind of thing, right? So beyond that, right? I mean, people are just waking, bargain hunters for sure. But at the same time, how else are you going to capture them? And this whole, you know, we always talk about it. I think it's important as well. Customer loyalty, right?
Mm.
And when brands, people are not loyal to a brand, how do you keep them loyal? Because it's a life journey with a customer, right? Not just a one-off thing, right? So
customer retention versus customer acquisition. It's much harder to find new customers as opposed to trying to keep your existing customers happy.
Mm.
But, you know, if you're interested to learn more about that, you can go look up some of the interesting podcasts that we've done on Failing Forward. We actually spoke about customer retention and customer loyalty as well. So go look for that. Search for Failing Forward on the BFM website. You can also find it on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. It's time for us to wrap up. Taking us out of the show, we have Ash with Girl from Mars. More Enterprise Biz Bites coming up same time tomorrow. But till then, on behalf of Frida Liu and myself, Audrey Raj, happy Chap Gome and have a wonderful Tuesday ahead. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites BFM 89.9.
Enterprise Biz Bites was presented by Allianz Malaysia, empowering businesses to build confidence in tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.